home?
Yes, please.
Mr. Bundy?
Thank you, Mr. Bundy.
McCone and Bundy and Dillon and Eichmeyer and all the folks.
Good idea. I think you ought to do it for the Democrats when they come to town.
Oh, yeah, sure. We do it for all good.
See this in Wall Street, then?
Yeah.
He called. I wanted to see you.
I want to see him for the very, very anxious thing.
All right. Yeah. Who is the
Republican?
He just stepped in and asked him. He asked, what do we do about it? Nothing? Hey, either. Dave, go ahead, Dave. Let him let it just ride on this paper this.
I wouldn't do anything. I
on far major foreign policy issues to all declared candidates in your April 20 speech. I think this is one I'm having drafted for you to consider.
Yeah, I'd be glad to. I think that'd be good, and say that we make it a policy to brief Eisenhower regularly and Truman. Be sure to check back and see that John McCone has done that and give us the dates that he's done it.
Mm-hmm.
And Hoover, if he wants it.
Mm-hmm.
I told John McCone to check it. When I first came in.
Yeah, he's been doing it. He's done it about three times with Ike, I know.
Then I would give serious thought to having Dillon and McCone and McNamara and Bundy, my four principal Republican advisors, work out about an hour briefing in the cabinet room. I'd be present in which we review with them general foreign
with whom? The governors?
The Republicans.
When are they coming? Do you
They're
know?
Here now.
Are they here this minute?
Yeah. They're here in Washington this minute.
Well, I'm up behind on Republicans.
So we should check with them.
Republicans.
We should check, see
track.
Their schedule, and I guess we ought to have somebody in the State Department, Ball, probably. I read Dave Rowe's press conference in detail, and
it's not as
I just thought he ought to have been talking about wanting somebody over. I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
I've never talked to him along that line.
Yeah.
I don't want to find somebody who's a bald guy.
Yeah.
I just want to be sure that we're doing all we ought to be doing about the communists taking over Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't give a damn whether a Foreign Service Officer Rank 2 does it, or whether he does it, or whether Williams does it, or who. And I never have indicated that I want a bald guy, as that reflects. But I think that it's done, and I think it would be good if I had all the assistant secretaries in for lunch with maybe some of your staff. In the cabinet room someday next week.
I'd rather do them one at a time. Mr. President, there are 14 people, and I think for example, on this MLF meeting this afternoon, you'll meet two assistant secretaries, one Tyler and one Rostow, who are interested in the problem. I think as we get the problem, they ought to come by and really feel that they're with you.
Right.
Now, these governors, I'll have to check into, and I'm not sure we haven't lost Dillon off to Panama. I don't know when he leaves.
What in the hell is he?
It's a banking meeting.
Tell him it's no badge of honor to be traveling this administration.
I know it, Mr. President. I've got that clearly in mind.
Well, I know it, but he gets in from Hope Sound and then goes some other place.
Yeah, he does.
And his tax bill, I'm still got blood all over the floor, and I want him to help me on some of these other things. Check and see. No, I'm going to his house for dinner. So
he must be here. He must be here.
You check and see where these governors are, and then check and see if we... I'd like to have all Republicans. Do we have to have somebody from Secretary of State's office?
Wonder if they've got a Republican over there. There must be somebody. How about Bill Foster?
Well, I don't know whether
he's
policy or not.
Well, he's doing disarmament. He's the disarmament king.
If we could keep you in 5 minutes, he'd be good.
Yeah, that's a problem. That's a problem with anyone. Well, let me check it, Mr. President. Get back to you.
Talk to you.
Right.